I don't know if you'll want to comment on it, but the spring of 2003 was a sad time for you, and that's when you lost your wife, Joan.
She had an incurable disease called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, which won't mean much unless you're a medical person. Alpha-1 is a bad disease. It acts like emphysema. I'm anything but a doctor, by the way, but it's a liver disease that affects the liver and the lungs or both. And so it acts like emphysema. Your breath gets less and less. In the last couple of years, she was on oxygen 24/7. There's just no cure for it. It's hereditary. Her dad died of it. Frank, our eldest son, is carrying the gene. He doesn't have it. I hope he doesn't get it, but he's carrying the gene, and they told us to check our grandkids, too, because it's a hereditary thing. You're never ready, and I certainly wasn't ready, but that last day, she had her oxygen on. She said, this is the worst day I've ever had with my oxygen on. That's what you dread is her suffering. About 5 o'clock on the morning of June the 10th, when she died, I said, you want me to call 911? She said, not yet. That was her last words.
Tough, 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 tough. And now and will be forever because you were a team and a pair.
Sorry.
No, I completely understand. I don't because I haven't been there, but I can only imagine losing your partner in life, and she'd been with you. And she attended games and all that kind of thing with you, so I understand that. But I'm glad we did talk about this because it shows how close two people can be in a marriage.
She sort of put up with it rather than attending the games. She's a people person.
Mm-hmm.